Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, December 25th, 2019. Ho, 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 I'm Rich Straffolino. A new report by Counterpoint Research estimates that the iPhone XR was the best-selling smartphone in Q3 2019. This is the fourth consecutive top-selling quarter for the XR, which has held the spot since Q4 2018. Counterpoint estimates that in Q3, the XR accounted for 3% of global smartphone sales. The other top five best-selling smartphone models include the Samsung Galaxy A10, the Galaxy A50, the Oppo A9, and the iPhone 11. The Washington Post reports on the state of schools tracking students. Spotter EDU is a company that works with colleges to track students' attendance using Bluetooth beacons that ping students' smartphones. The technology is deployed in almost 40 schools, including Syracuse, Auburn, Central Florida, Columbia, Indiana, and Missouri, as well as some smaller colleges and high schools. The beacons can alert teachers and administrators if students are late or absent, which are scored into a point system that some professors use for grading. The system was developed by former college basketball coach Rick Carter in 2015 as a way to track student athletes. The report also highlights the Austin-based startup Degree Analytics, which uses analytics on student use of campus Wi-Fi to track about 200,000 students across 19 schools. The company not only logs attendance, but the time students spend in certain locations, with claims that it can help detect signs of depression and other disorders. Students that deviate from day-to-day rhythms are flagged as anomalies, and school administrators are notified. Some school officials praise the increased class attendance the systems bring, while others report worrying about getting students used to being monitored 24/7 and their overall technical effectiveness. A report from the Dutch cybersecurity firm Fox IT found that the Chinese government-linked hacking group APT20 has been bypassing two-factor authentication in recent attacks on government entities and managed service providers. The group targeted web servers, particularly the enterprise application platform JBoss, using vulnerabilities to install web shells that spread laterally through internal systems. APT20 would then focus on getting administrator passwords and access to VPNs to use as backdoors, often bypassing 2FA in the process. Fox IT believes that this is possible using a stolen RSA Secure ID software token and a single patch instruction to fool the system into believing the token was generated for it, which generally requires a physical hardware device on the computer. Security researcher Ibrahim Balik found a flaw in Twitter's Android app that allowed him to match 17 million phone numbers to Twitter user accounts. The app allowed Balik to upload entire lists of randomly generated phone numbers through Twitter's contact upload feature, although it did block the upload of sequential lists of phone numbers. The flaw was used to match phone numbers to users across Israel, Turkey, Iran, Greece, Armenia, France, and Germany. Twitter appears to have blocked the exploit as of December 20th, and it never appeared to be present on the web-based contact upload feature. And finally, The Verge passed on a report from SmartDroid that YouTube is testing out a new layout for its Android app, which functions as more of a remote control when casting content, including the use of a D-pad to navigate and find videos easier, as well as quicker access to closed caption and quality controls. The update also better integrates voice controls for playback. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly holiday.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.